Great conversation with Dr. Rob Congdon. And we focus when we talk with Rob first on politics, as I always say, and then on prophecy. But we're looking at a key region of the world, that area which will be the revived Roman Empire. We're going to continue now conversations with our broadcast partners, going to Don DeYoung. Don DeYoung is a man who is the head of the science department there in Winona Lake, Indiana, at Grace College, but he's an astronomer as well. He's written books on this subject. He's very knowledgeable of it. And Don, it's great to have you back again. Now, the first question I've got to ask, were you able to see the total eclipse of the sun when you were traveling with your students?
Well, yes, Jimmy. Back on August 21, we did watch the eclipse. We were actually down in Kentucky, and it was a great experience.
I bet it was, especially for an astronomer. Well, I want to talk about a heavenly phenomenon that's supposed to be coming up on September the 23rd. We'll get to that in just a moment. But I did mention that you're an astronomer, and I understand there's something out there called astrology. Can you give us a definition? What are the differences between astronomy and astrology?
Well, those two words do get confused. Astronomy, Jimmy, is a good, credible study of the creation, of the heavens, the sun, moon, and stars. Astrology is rather a counterfeit, as if those stars and planets somehow control our destiny. Astrology gets into horoscopes and the zodiac and those other areas. I prefer to stick to astronomy, which is a good study of creation.
Absolutely, and I am enjoying your books so very much. I'm just a neophyte astronomer, and I'm getting into it, and I just love it. Love to walk, and especially at night, look up at the moon and just have a great time of rejoicing in what the Lord has done. Well, I mentioned at the beginning of our conversation, there is supposedly to be on September the 23rd a heavenly phenomenon. When you go to the internet, Bible prophecy teachers, creationists, and everybody else, I believe, is talking about what's going to happen. They're mentioning a couple of locations and different things that are happening in the heavenlies. Let me just get some definitions from you, if you will. They're talking about Virgo and Leo. Now, they are calling them constellations. What are we talking about here? What at first is a constellation, and what then does Virgo and Leo have to do with a constellation?
Well, Jimmy, a constellation is just an association, a group of stars, kind of just to help us be familiar with the sky. Constellations can have bright and dim stars in it. Virgo is one that's well known. It's some see it as a picture of a woman. And then Leo is also a constellation, kind of a figure of a crouching lion. We're not sure the origin of these constellations. They go way back in time. Perhaps Adam even named the constellations when he named the animals. But anyway, they're groups of stars that just help us be familiar with the night sky. And yes, of special interest in September is Virgo, this supposed constellation showing a woman in the sky.
Well, as I read it, they say that the sun and the moon are going to move into Virgo. And even Jupiter. I mean, is this something very special? Has it not happened before? Why so important for September the 23rd?
Well, the interesting tie-in by some folks is Revelation chapter 12, the first two verses, talking about the time of the Lord's return. There's a reference to a woman clothed with the sun and the moon near her feet, and a crown with 12 stars, and she gives birth to a child. All of this kind of prophecy, then, some folks with some imagination see something similar in our fall sky. We do indeed have Virgo, this woman, this constellation in the sky. And to be clothed with the sun, well, the sun will be overlapped on that constellation. That's true, actually, every September. And, of course, to have the sun there means that constellation will be invisible. We also, in September, have the moon moving through that constellation of Virgo. However, this is true for a day or so every month. It goes on, Jimmy, this crown of 12 stars. You can select any number of stars you want in the vicinity of this constellation. There are certainly more than 12. So I would say it's kind of a stretch to say that Revelation 12, 1 and 2 is pictured by what is happening in September.
Yeah, and in fact, I do believe that these so-called prophecy teachers are being sensational. And the fact those verses there in chapter 12 of Revelation, not even referring to what is happening today, but they're saying there's going to be a special alignment and it's going to be a sign in heaven. You're saying this is just normal activity. It will take place almost once a year, and there's nothing really special about this alignment.
Well, yes, the sun moves through that constellation every year for about a month, the moon more often. Now, it is interesting this fall, in the vicinity of Virgo, there are several planets, Venus, Mars, Mercury, and Jupiter, as they make the rounds. That's a little unusual to have that many there, but there's no exact alignment. It's not in the shape of a crown. Again, there's a lot of imagination that goes there. And then Jupiter, which is a bright planet, also in that vicinity, somehow these promoters are associating Jupiter with the birth of a child that takes place, again, in Revelation 12. So just a lot of imagination going on there. Not sure how often all that comes together, but certainly several times over a thousand-year history. Nothing unique. Nothing spectacular. And again, the point I made earlier, Virgo, that constellation is not even visible in the fall because the sun is there. It's in the morning sky, and the sun kind of, takes up the sky. So even though a few things are happening, and you can see that even with some of these star programs that people have these days, it's not a unique event.
Don, I know that you're the head of the science department there at Grace College, so you're a scientist, you're an astronomer, you're a student of the Word of God, you know prophetic truth that's found in the Bible as well. Having thought all that through now and seeing what's going on in the heavenlies, especially in the month of September, do you see any connection at all with that so-called alignment there in Virgo and prophecy itself?
No, I certainly do not. And in this day, Jimmy, with the social media, with the YouTube so prolific, it has a life of its own, and these stories go on and on. Now, the Lord can return anytime he wants. No man knows when that will be. That's the trouble with setting dates. But September, it will just be a normal fall, as best we can tell, with the heavens up there declaring God's glory.
Yes, the heavens declaring God's glory. Dr. Don DeYoung, our special broadcast partner today, as we look at the so-called phenomenon that is to take place on September the 23rd. Don, thank you so very much for your insight, your input to us on this particular subject. And I'm sure we'll have a conversation down the road, I hope real soon.
Sure thing, Jimmy.